The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report.
Lord knows they'll
I am your host, John Statmiller. We're with you on this Thursday. Are you listening down there, Steve, in Florida? Yes, I'm here today. 14th of October, 2021. Just another word about this. What the pilots are letting their masters know. Southwest Airline Pilot Association, SWAPA. I don't know if I like that an acronym. Called for an exemption to the order for pilots. And think about this for 1 second, folks. Consider this. We've had this plandemic going on for 2 years. And if you haven't gotten a vaccination and you haven't gotten sick, guess what you have? By any logical, reasonable understanding of flu, you have a resistance to the flu. So why would you need the vaccination? Well, the Airline Pilots Association made it known. They have made the statement, our pilots have shouldered an elevated risk of illness from the start of the pandemic, including well before the vaccines became available, they said in a statement last week. And we are hopeful that our contributions are recognized and accounted for as we seek approval for an alternative means of compliance and an operationally feasible implementation period. That's not what I want my union saying. I have survived the worst thing since Ebola or AIDS. I have an acquired immunity against this. I got the herd stuff going on here, and I don't need the vaccine. Thank you very much. Now, allow me, if you will, let me get back here. I'll save that till the end of this. And people are coming up with all sorts of ways to treat this supposed pandemic, alternative means. We learned about graphene oxide, nanoparticles. We've learned about ivermectin, which, by the way, gets rid of the virus, but it does not get rid of the prions. And I have a friend, you've heard him call into the show many times, John from Michigan, an activist up there. Well, he's kind of inactive. He's laying on his back trying to survive. All of his vitals look normal, but he's sicker than a dog. When I talked to him, I think it was on Tuesday, almost incoherent. Couldn't string a sentence together, and he couldn't finish the sentence because it sounded like he ran out of breath. Well, guess what? He got the homemade hydroxychloroquine. He's got ivermectin. Whoever gave him the ivermectin didn't tell him how to take it. I got that from Steve that asked the doctor, how do you take this stuff? I relayed that to John. Plus, talking to Roger Landry, and we're talking old school cures here. Pine needle tea will flush your cells of these prions. So if you got the ivermectin, their hydroxychloroquine, to kill off the virus, nasty stuff, then you're simultaneously cleansing these prions out of your cells. And for the graphene oxide, there are ways to remove that from your body as well. Now, there has been world-renowned microbiologists, immunologists, whatever gist you can think of, that have come forth, looked at this, and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. 7,000 doctors out of this confab that they had in Italy. And I don't want to misspeak here, so let me bring up the story. I was talking to an individual before my program today, and I didn't have my stories properly lined up on my computer. Otherwise, this wouldn't be as janky as it is. What history tells us about the 1918 Spanish flu. Now, this floored me. History tells us that the 1918 Spanish flu killed between 50 and 100 million people. At the time, medical and pharmaceutical sources described it as the most horrific disease process since the Black Plague of 1347, which killed an estimated 25 to 30 million people. And the Black Plague was transmitted by rats and other vermin and critters. All you had to do was get bit by one of them. And guess what? Well, the vaccination itself, the elephant in the room, in the book Vaccination Condemned by Eleanor McBean, the author describes in detail personal and family experience during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. McBean's coverage of the 1918 Spanish flu as a reporter and an unvaccinated survivor requires that the historical basis of the event needs to be revisited, not as a conspiracy theory, but with evidence that will set your hair on fire. A few years ago, I came across another book by Eleanor McBean, Vaccination, the Silent Killer. McBean provides evidence that not only were the historical events of the 1918 Spanish flu compromised, but also those of the polio and swine flu epidemics. Now let's talk a little bit about Spanish flu fact, the Spanish scapegoat. Spain was a neutral country during World War I. And did not censor its press, unlike the combating countries. As a result, Spain was the first to report that the 1918 flu epidemic and the world scapegoated Spain as the source. Well, the first case? Military vaccination experiments in Fort Riley, Kansas. Preparation for World War I, a massive military vaccination experiment involving numerous prior developed vaccines, took place in Fort Riley, Kansas, where the first Spanish flu case was reported. Oh, you mean not out of Wuhan lab, not out of Spain, but at Fort Riley, Kansas? Well, World War I and the draft equaled human test subjects. The fledgling pharmaceutical industry, sponsored by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, had something they never had before. A large supply of human test subjects supplied by the U.S. military's first draft. The test pool of subjects ballooned to over 6 million men. Hmm? Autopsies after the war proved that the 1918 flu was not a flu at all. It was caused by random dosages of an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine, which to this day mimics flu-like symptoms. The massive multiple assaults with additional vaccines on the unprepared immune systems of soldiers and civilians created a killing field. By the way, those that were not vaccinated were not affected. So, wait a minute here. There's a little mismatch in numbers. We got a 6 million number, but where did all the rest of the deaths come from? And how exactly did the civilians die? World War I ended sooner than expected, leaving huge quantities of unused experimental vaccines. Fearing that soldiers coming home would spread disease to their families, the U.S. government pushed the largest vaccine fear campaign in history. Sounding familiar? They used the human population as a research and development lab to field test experimental vaccines. Tens of millions of civilians died in the same manner as did the soldiers. Instead of stopping the vaccine, doctors intensified them, calling it the Great Spanish Flu of 1918. And as a result, only the vaccinated died. Eleanor McBean, Minnesota Wellness Directory, she made this statement. 7 men dropped dead in a doctor's office after being vaccinated. Letters were sent to their families that they had been killed in action. Yeah, they were KIA. They were killed in action, but not how the families thought. World War I soldiers were given 14 to 25 untested experimental vaccine within days of each other, which triggered intensified cases of all the diseases at once. The doctors called it a new disease and proceeded to suppress the symptoms with additional drugs or vaccines. Deception and the secrecy have a long history. Folks, remember me saying on this program, and I've said it several times, do you really want to get into all the files of the CIA, the FBI, the government? Do you really want to know how bad we have been, and do you want to know all the truths? Do you? I think I'd have more fun taking a Pfizer vaccine with its boosters. Well, the deception and the secrecy have a long history. In the examples given, COVID-19, another chapter in the history of deception and secrecy, history is replete with intentional lies told to the public to either save face or to deceive for nefarious purposes. The 1918 Spanish flu was no exception. Which Al Jen Psaki says, we're going to circle back around. Here we are, back to COVID-19. The Ferguson models are false and misleading. British scientist and professor Neil Ferguson of the Imperial College of London, the same Imperial College of London funded by the Bill Gates Foundation, by the way. There's no conflict of interest here. Stop it. Was responsible for developing the mathematical pandemic computer models for COVID-19 pandemic. The world followed Ferguson's advice, yet all of his models have been proven to be grossly overstated and misleading. Trust the guys in the white coat. Trust the science. Trust Dr. Fauci. They wouldn't know his butt from a golf ball hole in the ground. Now, roll in the media silences nonconformist viewpoints. The media, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and other privately owned communications outlets have become the self-proclaimed guardians, it's censorship, folks, of information. I'm sorry, do they wear white coats? Are they the scientists that we can trust? No. So they're making judgments on stuff that's posted on these platforms, and they're getting rid of the false information. How in the hell do you know what's false? How, pray tell, Do you know what is being put on these platforms is false? How do you know that? That's a rhetorical question. Doesn't require an answer because there is no answer. They can't. That didn't stop them. YouTube. They made the statement, we will ban videos that contradict the World Health Organization guidance on pandemic or share fake or unproven coronavirus remedies. That was Susan Wojcicki from YouTube. NewsGuard recently declassified Mercola.com as fake news for reporting that COVID virus potentially leaked from a biosafety level 4 laboratory in Wuhan City, China. But again, I do believe that's a false narrative. Because what could have possibly been intentionally leaked out of the Wuhan lab that wasn't COVID-19? The flu that they're claiming that has killed millions. And this clown I saw on Neil Cavuto's show today stating the fact that 50,000 children in this country have died because of COVID-19. No, they haven't. You lying sack of doo-doo? They haven't. Well, the pharmaceutical industry owns and controls the medical profession. Fact-checking is often provided by paid writers from the pharmaceutical companies and not from verified independent sources. What was that one... Well, it was the old fat lady and the old dude. They were in their apartment, and they were, was it Scope? Snopes. We found out who these clowns were. Not qualified to even, to do I don't know what. But they were the end-all, be-all of the fact-checking, and they're the ones that were striking stuff down that they didn't find to be either relevant or truthful. And guess what? Herd mentality was already taking place. Folks, we did have a flu. We did have flu. We have flu season every damn year. It's like Christmas. It comes every year. Around about the same time. Well, the infectious disease levels were dropping before vaccines ever entered the picture. I got graphs, but I can't show you the graphs. But I will say, vaccine promoters claim that vaccines wiped out most infectious diseases. History tells us a different story. The beginning of the 20th century introduced improved sanitation, water treatment plants, and vastly improved nutrition. The 1918 Spanish flu held sinister secrets for over 100 years. Based on my previous blog, COVID-19, another chapter in the history of deception and secrecy, will we learn what the world-changing protocols from COVID-19 may also contain hidden secrets? And what are we hearing now? Well, you could die at any time. We don't know what the long-term effects is going to be. We just don't know. There are going to be more people dying of this. Has there been enough? Has there been enough garbage pumped into your system that might kill you maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year, maybe not for a few years? Does this stuff have the capacity to sterilize children so they can't have, well, maybe. Now, wouldn't that be neat if we had a whole generation of children running around the planet that couldn't propagate and make the next generation? That'd be double plus good for the globalists, wouldn't it, in their population reduction? They wouldn't mind that at all. What, I'm supposed to... What do you give me, the Hook'em Horns? You give me the Texas football team? Oh, no, you're saying no phone calls. Oh, okay. See, that's what you get when you're not staring at your computer screen. You get me going, what? Huh? We'll be back, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Well, the magic's from...
Playing that, I'm looking something up. Oh boy. Let me see here. Is this it? No, we'll have to pull it up next break, which thank God is in a couple of minutes. So, folks, here we all are. Now, is this coming to a head? Yeah, I'd say it's getting there. Over 7,000 doctors and scientists sign the Rome Declaration accusing COVID policymakers of crimes against humanity. A physician's declaration produced by an international alliance of physicians and medical scientists strongly condemns the global strategy to treat COVID. Accusing policymakers. Now, let me stop and digress for just one second here. 7,000 doctors, scientists. And what's the controlled media doing? Ignoring all of this. Trust the scientists. Well, they don't trust opposing opinions. They've got the narrative and they're going to stick to it. Otherwise, they might be fired. Now, this physician's declaration produced an international alliance of physicians and medical scientists strongly condemning the global strategy to treat COVID, accusing policymakers of potential crimes against humanity for preventing physicians from providing life-saving treatments for their patients and suppressing open scientific discussion. The document states that one-size-fits-all treatment recommendations have resulted in needless illness and death. As of 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, the declaration had garnered over 3,100 signatures from doctors and scientists around the world. That's above the 7,000 that attended this confab. A group of physicians and scientists met in Rome earlier this month for a three-day global COVID summit. I'll get that up to speak truth to power about the COVID pandemic. Maybe I better get rid of this gum. That's a good idea. The summit. Shut up. Couldn't hear him laughing. I could. The summit, which was held from September 12th to September 14th, gave the medical professionals an opportunity to compare studies and assess the efficacy of the various treatments that have been developed in hospitals, doctors' offices, and research labs throughout the entire planet. The document sprang from a physicians' conference in Puerto Rico, and we have that on the site, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. With all the links. You want to go there? You can read to your heart's content. The physician's declaration was first read at the Rome COVID summit, catalyzing an explosion of active support for medical scientists and physicians from around the world. These professionals were not expecting career threats, character assassinations, papers and research censored, social accounts blocked, search results manipulated, clinical trials and patient observations banned, and their professional history and accomplishments altered or omitted in academic and mainstream media. Dr. Robert Malone, architect of the mRNA vaccine platform, read the Rome Declaration at the summit. Here's the guy that invented it. Dr. Robert Malone reads COVID summit declaration signed by over 3,000 doctors and scientists accusing COVID. Yeah. He was at that conference. He read it. Thousands have died from COVID as a result of being denied life-saving early treatment. Now, let me stop for a second with that statement. Thousands have died from COVID as a result of being denied life-saving early treatment. Now, on the surface, they go, I don't know about it. Well, think about this. What were they doing with ventilators? Well, you got COVID. Well, let's put you on a ventilator. Let's blow your lungs out. Don't you remember seeing the pictures of brand new respirators costing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, many of which had never been unpacked, in junkyards in Florida? They threw them away. But up in New York, they continued to do their damage, didn't they? The declaration is a battle cry from physicians who are daily fighting for the right to treat their patients and the right of patients to receive those treatments without fear of interference, retribution, or censorship by government, pharmacies, pharmaceutical corporations, and big tech. We demand that these groups step aside and honor the sanctity and integrity of the patient-physician relationship. The fundamental maxim, first do no harm, and the freedom of patients and physicians to make informed medical decision. Lives depend on it. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey. Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. I was just wondering, all those doctors that went to that conference, were they flying there?
You know, I know they didn't go by a container ship.
Yeah. Well, they might not be flying to too many more conferences, or they might get invited to fly to a few conferences, but... I was looking last night at the ISS, the International Space, whatever it is, up there in the sky, 400 kilometers up, and you have all these rich people taking their rides on their vertical takeoff, vertical landing rockets, spending big bucks, and then down here, they're trying to kill us all with vaccines. I thought that was ironic.
Well, you know, I knew I wasn't going to get out this week without some reference to Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was this post-flight. I saw a couple of snippets of interviews that they were doing, and he was crying, he was tearful, and then he made the statement that he's something 90-something, and I'm pretty close to death. And I'm thinking to myself, what an odd thing to say.
Yeah.
You have a life-changing experience, and the only thing you can say when you hit the earth is, I'm close to death. Yeah. No, you were closer to death when you went up in that claptrap thing.
Yeah, he survived, did he, I guess?
Well, did you happen to see the landing of the capsule?
No, I didn't.
It didn't. They said soft landing, but when that capsule hit, I saw a huge, huge cloud of dust. It was not what I would consider to be a soft landing. And they didn't exactly show him getting out of the capsule.
Yeah.
You saw the film clips afterwards. So I don't know. Yeah. They might have been knocked out. I don't know. But it wasn't smooth.
I saw him in an interview about 20 years ago, about that, maybe 15. He's a hypochondriac about death, Shatner. He's afraid to die.
Really?
So,
hasn't he got the memo? Everybody has to do it, no exceptions?
Yeah, but it's the style of the whole thing that bothers me. And I heard your show today, and I wanted to call in and support what you're saying. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, okay then.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, right. Have a good day now.
All right. By the way, Mikey, do you have the keys to the kingdom to the Epoch Times? Because I actually joined the Epoch Times, and they're telling me now that I have to enter my Hotmail and my password, which I forgot what the hell it was. We're keeping ourselves so safe, everything needs a password and a passcode anymore, and I can't remember the damn things. Well, I don't have the time to do that while I'm on air, Mikey. Okay, well, at any rate, the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 7 President John Catanzara, speaks to reporters at the Lytton Criminal Courthouse in Chicago. This was back in August. He said the Chicago Police Union head calls on members to defy vaccine mandate. Well, the mandate takes effect tomorrow. They've already lost 1,600 officers, and they're going to be losing more tomorrow. So exactly who's going to be on the streets of Chicago? Any guesses? Things are so bad and so brazen. I reported this yesterday. Then in San Francisco, Walgreens has to shut down because they're losing too much inventory to pilfering thieves that are walking into their store, taking what they want, and walking right out the front door. So Walgreens says, well, this is not sustainable. We're losing too much money. We're going to shut the store down. And they're going to. Next month, they're going to shut it down. What example to young people that might think about breaking the law, if they're not already, in certain areas of the country, what signal does this send to them? Well, okay, so defund the police. We heard that. Well, okay, we'll cut off budgets for police departments, but how do we really get a lot of officers off the streets and in an unemployment line? Oh, that's right. Let's just demand that they take a COVID-19 shot that they already know by now is not a vaccine. And it doesn't even give you Vegas odds on survival. Man, I'm telling you. By the way, Roger Landry said, oh, they're just gonna live on islands. Okay. First drone I get my hands on. Go ahead and send up a flare when you hear it, so I don't have to waste more than one shot. Mike, I cannot find that clip anywhere. Damn it. At any rate. Phone number to call in. 512-248-8252, or you're absolutely minute challenged on your phone, 800-313-9443. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. The story we're getting about the economy is nothing short of tiptoeing through a minefield. Try not to step the wrong way or say the wrong thing, because a mine might go off. Steve Belkins put up, he sent us the story that cargo ships backed up at ports are causing massive delays in shipping. And he put a footnote on this. Obviously, the BDI is a bogus economic indicator. BDI of 5,488 on October 11th of this year, bogus numbers. They've been way lower than that. Way, way, way lower than that. It's a traffic jam of epic proportions as dozens of cargo ships are lined up waiting their turn for unloading. Offshore from Port of Los Angeles, 66 ships carrying tens of thousands of shipping containers stretch for miles down the coast. It's just not the West Coast problem. New York Harbor is also backed up. The shipping delays are caused by a mixture of Americans buying more and staffing shortages at ports and in trucking companies. Experts say you should start holiday shopping now. Just make sure you avoid that all gender inclusive aisle at the toy stores that Governor Newsom just made a declaration about in California. And Mikey, who do I got? Tom in Utah. Long time no hear from Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi there, John. Hey, did they not take advantage of William Shatner's Captain Kirk event to promote vaccines? I wonder how many of those crew were vaccinated. Anybody say anything?
Nobody said a peep. Now, if Shatner's worrying about dying, I think the last thing that you want to bring up is COVID-19 and the possibility he has heard that it's killing people. He might have freaked out and said, long live and prosper, and dropped dead right there. I don't know. He's pretty old.
Well, I had good experience with him, and my son got to sit with Marina Sirtis, Deanna Troi. They're not likely to be suckered into the vaccines. They're not likely. Their body is their tool.
Well, I think so far they've got all they're going to get. And from here on out, what you're going to get is, they like to put it, the vaccine resistors. People have made up their minds to the point of, go ahead and fire me. I'm not taking it. Fire departments all across the country, police departments all across the country, they're taking a stand and they're not doing it.
They're making me proud.
Well, yeah, but everything negative or positive has a consequence, doesn't it, Tom? And like I said, if half of the firefighters and police and city workers in Los Angeles, which is what, damn near 4 million people, if we have a little rioting or we just have a few fires here and there that they cannot handle, there's going to be a lot of buildings are going to burn right down to the ground.
And you wonder if that's not their intent in the end.
Well, and that's what John Twitchell brought up to me. Now, we're lucky we're going into winter, but, you know, because rioters and looters, they don't like to be too uncomfortable, even though the fires that they build, they can warm themselves by it. But if you happen to have an errant fireman around with a hose, that water gets real cold real quick. Has the ability to form ice. I've seen some of the firefighters fighting fires in sub-freezing or sub-zero temperatures. It ain't pretty. Riders like to be a little bit more comfortable. That's why you see most of them happen in late spring, early summer, throughout the summer months. Nice warm weather.
Well, with food being a scant item, they may be driven to riot.
Well, the price on things, and we're just seeing the beginnings of this, across the board, and I'll have to see if I can bring up the article before the end of the program. Remember reading that on average, there's a 13% inflation rate right now. Some higher, some at 20%, 25%. Pork sausage, which I like to have my I like to have my pork sausage and my eggs and my toast in the morning. Sausage, Jackson, I think it was Jacksonville. Maple-flavored sausages used to be $2.50, $2.60 a pack. The other day, I'm in a grocery store, I looked at it, and it was $8.60. And I looked at that, and I thought, holy mackerel. Then I started looking at prices of different things, and they're starting to skyrocket. You saw several years ago what companies were doing. They were giving you less weight per package. Instead of going to the expense of, you know, redesigning and remanufacturing packaging, they just simply reduced the amount of the content of the volume of whatever product, food product, whatever. Now, they're just raising prices.
Yeah, my wife comes home from the grocery store almost silent.
Yeah.
She's seeing the effects of this shutdown.
Well,
it's basically terrifying her.
Well, and it's going to terrify a whole lot of people. Because
I can imagine a single mom struggling. Or a young family struggling, and they don't see any future in this charade.
Well, some fundamental changes have to take place, and they got to happen pretty quick. But as what's been demonstrated, and I've talked to him blue in the face and probably too much on the subject matter that people go, oh, God, here he goes again. But since 2008, you know, the amount of debt that this mortgage-backed security crap on properties and whatever else, they never released how much debt was incurred by this. Nobody was ever charged. Nobody ever went to court. Nobody ever went to jail. But we suffered with that. Businesses were gone. Marriages had broken up. The damage was, I can't say calculable, because it was never part of public discussion. So how the hell can you tell? If a problem exists, if we don't talk about it, does it really exist? That seems to be the attitude of the press. But as I look at this, this is not going to stop. What they're doing in Washington, D.C., Tom, did you hear them utter one word about we got to start cutting the budget of the federal government? No, the only thing they talked about was raising the debt limit, because they know damn right well it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I did mention this earlier, I think this morning or yesterday. Russell Means came out to visit me just prior to his passing. And he was discussing with me the importance of the Constitution, you know, that he was pretty much a constitutionalist, even though he was a Dakota Sioux. But he said, Tom, I think I can safely say this now. Welcome to the reservation. You'll get your BIA delivery tomorrow.
You know, I was up in, I think it was South Dakota, and we were there at some sort of a confab that nobody showed up at. The weirdest thing I ever, but it gave the people that did show up that were there to speak and whatever, time to commiserate and plenty of time to talk with you. I'd spent hours talking to Russell. Yeah, good man, good man.
Yeah, in fact, if you open up gassingamerica.com, he's in the first photograph with me on the ride.
All right.
He was really, really grateful for what I'd been doing for the Native Americans. So it was a great honor to have him come out to my home and give me that respect.
You know, I'd even mentioned to him, I said, you know, all these gambling casinos that are going up on Indian reservations.
Oh, what a farce, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I said to him. I said, these guys are making money hand over fist. How is this benefiting the Indians? And I went to one casino. I didn't really go in there to gamble. I went in there to see what are the Indians doing. Well, they mimicked anything Vegas was doing.
And I
walked in there and had an earpiece in, and they thought that I came in there to gamble and that I was in, and all of a sudden I see suited Indians walking toward me. And I looked at them and they said, you're not allowed to have any audio devices. I said, it's just a phone. They said, it doesn't matter. And I said, well, I'm not really here to gamble. I just come in to look around. They relaxed a little bit. And then I got to talking about the casino itself. And one of the guys standing there, I didn't know until I mentioned it, he owned the casino. And I said, do you guys realize that if you pulled all the profits from all your casinos, you could literally buy back the land that the white man stole? And the one Indian laughed, and he looked at me, and he says, haven't you heard of the crab pot theory? I says, what's that? He said, you got a bucket of crabs. He said, one will make it to the rim, almost get out, and another crab will latch onto him and pull him right back down in a bucket. That's the crab pot theory. Amazing. Hey, Tom, I got to let you go. I got other callers backing up.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call. Patty in South Florida. Hello, Patty.
Yes. Oh, hi, John. I'm heading to something you had mentioned. I wanted to ask, what was your source on the that Spanish flu that was originated?
Go check the website. There are so many annotations and so many links. Let me see.
Oh, it's on the website?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and also I wanted to mention technology, because I think around that time, wasn't that when radio waves or radar or something was also new?
When? What time period did you say?
In that Spanish flu. It seems like every time there's an epidemic, there's new technology.
No. Radar didn't come around till they were experimenting it prior to World War II. They had some functional stuff working at the beginning of the war. But no, that wasn't back. No, it wasn't back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you said meningitis. I always thought it was tuberculosis.
Okay. By the way,
something like that.
The story that I'm referring to, it reads, the 1918 Spanish flu, only the vaccinated died. You can.
Right, and I'm curious because that's around the time my father, his parents immigrated in. Both of his parents died,
mm-hmm.
And him and his brothers, and they all got separated and put in orphanages. So I was curious about that because that's around that same time.
Well,
read that
story. That might give you a few clues.
It was of interest.
Okay.
And also, have you heard? Did you hear about this super cold?
No.
They're attributing deaths now. Apparently there's some super cold breaking out in Europe, and it seems like it's really the flu. They're going to say people died of the super cold instead of from the vaccine they took.
Well,
when they catch anything.
They're going to, and again, Patty, they're going to have to tell more lies to cover for the previous lies and the lies before that. It's going to go high velocity ridiculous here in a short time. Patty, I thank you for your call. I got to move on. Pam in Connecticut. Hello, Pam.
Hi. John.
Hello.
I just wanted to share an experience and see if it's common with you or your listeners. Once a week I have an appointment. I have to go down to Greenwich, and so I get to do Route 8, some back roads, Route 8, and I-95. And it's pretty scary. I do this once a week.
Okay.
And it's a long trip for me.
Uh-huh.
And This week, coming back on Route 8 is a two-lane road going in the same direction.
Yeah.
And there was a sports car, and it was congested, and we're going at a good clip. You know, people in the left-hand lane were going, you know, 70, and other people were going, you know, 60, whatever, you know.
Okay, Pam, you're going to have to truncate this story just a little bit.
Okay. So the thing is, this sports car was trying to drive up the middle of this congested two-lane highway going in the same direction.
With or
and
without a shoehorn.
I've never seen that before.
With or without a shoehorn.
I just
with or without a shoehorn. Because I can't see where a sports car could fit between. I've seen motorcycles do it. And that's a dangerous act unto itself because there's not a whole lot of room. Somebody starts
to move. This was a sports car, and he was intimidating the person on the left.
Okay.
And he'd jump in front of them, and
I don't think that's a rash occurrence throughout the United States. I just think that's some idiot that thinks he has special privilege.
Well, I'm starting to see a lot of idiotic things. So
well,
that's
yeah.
all I just wanted
well,
to
I
share.
Think I think a lot of people are going stone-cold crazy, but they don't even know it yet. Pam, I got to keep moving. Thanks for your call, dear. Appreciate it. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Well, very quickly, I think the rebellion has begun. You're seeing the pilots revolting here. But I think this is going to be kicked off here really by a convergence of, say, this idiotic mandate, the supply chain breakdown, and inflation. It's all converging at the right time.
Well, Kelly, this is a rhetorical question. I really don't require you to answer it. But do you miss Trump yet? I'm starting to hear more and more about voters' remorse and stone-cold Democrats, you know, the kind who walk into the voting booth, click everything over to Democrat, and pull the damn lever. I'm even starting to hear from these people who are going, he's doing what now? Yeah.
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 Last thing,
yep.
The supply chain nonsense right now,
mm-hmm.
that's a direct result of exporting American production overseas. Decades.
You don't say. You mean to tell me that we don't have as much goes out as we got goes into?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just think about that. They got to wait for the stuff to come in from China. You know, how much of our American manufacturing have we exported?
I don't know, but I sure hope they don't have any of my pork sausage links on one of those damn container ships because it's going to be rotten by the time I get it. But maybe I'll get a discount on it. Kelly, I got to keep moving.
Okay.
All right.
Certainly. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bennett is live tonight. He'll be...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless...
there was a horrible movie a few years back called The Children of Men, and I think that movie accurately describes what they're trying to do to us. They're trying to keep our children from having children.
I've heard of the children of God, but I hadn't heard the children of men.
No, Children of Men. It's a horrible, awful movie. You should watch it.
Oh, thanks. On that note, Pam, thank you for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. It's a good way to end with a little laugh, huh? Very little humor in this world. If I weren't dying laughing, I'd be dying crying. At any rate, thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.